Now turns to part 3.
Mr. Jackson, who feels that he is physically unfit, is consulting with his doctor about his health condition. Before you listen to their conversation, you have a chance to read questions 21 to 24. Now please listen to the recording and answer questions 21 to 24.
Well, Mr. Jackson, the first and important thing I have to tell you is that there is really nothing seriously wrong with you. Physically, that is. My very thorough re-examination and the analyst's report show that basically you are very fit. Yes, very fit.
So, why is it, Doctor, that I'm always so nervy, tense, ready to jump on anybody? My wife, children, colleagues.
I think your condition has a lot to do with, shall we call it, way of life, habits?
Way of life? Habits?
Yes, now tell me, Mr. Jackson, you smoke, don't you?
Yes, I'm afraid I do, Doctor.
And rather heavily, I imagine.
Well, yes. I smoke, what, about 40, 50 a day, I suppose.
You should do your best to stop, you know.
Yes, I see. But, well, it won't be the first time. I've tried to give up smoking several times, but it's no good.
You see, 50 a day is overdoing it, you must admit. You must cut down at least that. Oh, yes. I know that when you're feeling tense, you probably feel that a cigarette relaxes you. But in the long run, I do advise you to make a real effort to quit smoking.
Of course, but, well, it's easy to say give it up or cut it down, but, oh, you know.
Well, in my opinion, you have no choice. Either you make a real effort or there's no real chance of your feeling better. You see, well, obviously, I could prescribe some kind of tranquilizer, but would that help? I'd prefer, and I'm quite sure you'll agree, I'd prefer to see you really back to normal, not just seemingly so. And that's my reason for asking you several more questions about your other habits.
Right.
Now you have a chance to read questions 25 to 30. As you listen to more of their conversation, answer questions 25 to 30.
Your eating habits, for example. What do you eat normally, during a normal day?
Yes, well, I'm a good eater. Yes, I'd say I'm a good eater. Now, let's see. Up at 8 in the morning, and my wife has a good breakfast ready.
A good breakfast?
The usual. A cereal followed by bacon and eggs with fried bread and perhaps a tomato or two. Then toast and marmalade, all washed down with a couple of cups of tea. I really enjoy my breakfast.
Yes, I can see you do, but I'd advise you to eat rather less. We'll come to that later. Go on.
Then lunch. No, first brunch. A cup of coffee and a bun at 11. Lunch has to be quick, because there's so much to do in the office about that time. So I have a pint and a sandwich in the pub. All very hurried.
Try to be in less of a hurry.
But I make up for it in the evening. I get home at about 7. Dinner's around about 8. Yes, my wife's an excellent cook. Excellent. It's usually some meat dish, and we like spaghetti as a first course. Spaghetti, a meat dish, cheese, sweet. But then, at the end of the day, shall we say, Then I begin to feel on edge again. Most evenings after dinner, we read or watch TV, but I get this terrible feeling of tension.
Well, I'm sorry to have to say this because you obviously enjoy your food, but I really do recommend that you eat less, and secondly, that you eat more healthily. Instead of having that enormous breakfast, for example, try to be content with fruit juice and some cereal.
I see, but...
Eleven's is right. Well, that's all right, but lunch should be more leisurely. Remember, your health is at stake, not your job. As for dinner, I'd advise you to eat a soup, perhaps, with a salad. A salad followed by some fruit.
But my wife's cooking...
is superb, granted. And she probably enjoys preparing delicious meals for you. If you like, I'll have a word with your wife.
No, that won't be necessary. Thanks just the same, Doctor, but no.
That is the end of part 3.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.